What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. Go ahead and use it. Connor Green, Mr. Connor Green, behind the glass. He's producing and he will be answering your calls. You can also hit me up on Twitter at L Rubenson. With you for four big hours. We have good guests here on Yankees and Mets and the trade deadline. But before we get to that, look, we talk about the trade deadlines and pennant races and division races and all of that. And we sometimes, every once in a while, like Hall of Fame weekend, is a great moment to take a step back and to just be reminded of the beauty of baseball. And not sure if you had the opportunity to check out the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, the speeches, all of that. Not sure if you've had an opportunity to go to Cooperstown and see that beautiful town and the Hall of Fame at some point, but the emotion of the day, the speeches, and just the range of the players that were inducted today reminded me of the beauty of baseball. And obviously from here, you know, the three players that were voted in, Veterans Committee, the three players that were voted in CeCe Sabathia, Ichiro, Billy Wagner, and then the two who were voted in, unfortunately no longer with us, in Dick Allen and Dave Parker, who just missed it, which is really a shame, died recently. But looking across all of that, and it's just a moment to take a step back and to think about, like, CeCe Sabathia. You want to talk about a trade deadline, and we talk about a player and making impact. I know for Yankee fans, CeCe Sabathia, obviously such an important Yankee, and he is a link to their last World Series, you know, Yankee fans, for you in 2009, but his legend status, what he did in 2008, is we look ahead to a trade deadline. We're never going to, you know, with the way the game has evolved, we are never going to see a player, a pitcher, do what CeCe Sabathia did for the Milwaukee Brewers. And you talk about an impact at the deadline, what Carsten Charles Sabathia did, and gets traded at the deadline. And all he did in 17 starts for the Brewers. And keep in mind, you know, we think of the Brewers now as a team who makes the playoffs, makes the postseason like every year now. But they were on a 25-plus year drought, the Brewers. They had not made the playoffs, not made the postseason in 25-plus years. And So it was a city that was dying to get to the playoffs. Just simply getting there was going to be an achievement and something that mattered after 25 plus years, 26 years to the city of Milwaukee. Mattered a lot. And the numbers, and when you look at the stats, so he had a 1.65 ERA, CeCe Sabathia, a 1 whip in 17 starts. But the crazy part that won't be replicated was 7 complete games. Out of those 17 starts, 7 complete games. 3 shutouts. 7 complete games. I'm going to say it again. It's just in an era, I know we go back and we see numbers from Tom Seaver, Steve Carlton, and guys who threw a lot of complete games, and we don't see that anymore. We go, oh, the game has changed. This is not so ancient history. We're not talking about the 60s or the 70s here. We're talking about 2008. And that a guy who was about to be a free agent, who does this? About to be a free agent, the opportunity to make your big paycheck in the game, which is what happened. Brian Cashman, famously, you talk about going all in. What does an all-in move at the deadline look like? It looks like CeCe Sabathia, A.J. Burnett, and Mark Teixeira. That's an all-in deadline. Not trade deadline, but that's an all-in off-season. That's an off-season out of Brian Cashman, an all-in off-season to try and engineer a World Series. So the Yankees do that after that 2008 season. They do that winter, and they win the World Series in 2009. But a trade deadline move that was epic and a performance that was legendary for CeCe Sabathia, who was about to get paid $161 million from the Yankees, and Brian Cashman. What happens if he blows out his arm? Not only did he throw 7 complete games, he did a lot of it 3 times. He went on short rest. He was pitching on short rest to get that team into the playoffs as they were fighting for their lives for a playoff spot. CeCe Sabathia heading into free agency, pitching 7 complete games after the trade deadline for as a rental player who knows full well that he's not re-signing with the Milwaukee Brewers. He had every intention of going home to California and pitching on the West Coast. And what happens? Brian Cashman makes CeCe a godfather offer, an offer he could not resist. And he takes the money and, as he says, as CeCe says, best decision he ever made, in terms of baseball, coming to the Yankees, and great for his family and all of that, and gets the ring. But he knows when he comes over in the trade deadline, he knows he's a rental. He knows he's a free agent. He knows he's not going to be signing with the Brewers long term. He's not going to be playing forever in front of the fans of Milwaukee. He's just there for a few months, for August, for September, October. He's just there for 17 starts. And he says, put me in. I'm pitching. No matter what they needed. Here's a quote from CeCe. When they asked him to pitch on 3 days rest for each of his final 3 starts that season, he said, it was no conversation between me and the Brewers. I told them, I'm pitching. It was me telling them, I'm pitching on 3 days rest. I was young, I felt good, I was having fun, the team was good, and I didn't want the season to end. If that meant I had to pitch on 3 days rest, then that's what I had to do. That's a mindset. Oh my God. Never going to see the likes of that again in Major League Baseball. We'll see Bulldogs. I mean, these days, We call a guy a bulldog because he makes 30 starts and he gives you 7 innings on occasion. And that's a bulldog in today's game. And I'm not trying to disrespect today's players. The game has evolved. That's how it's played. That's okay. But legendary status, what CC, when we use that phrase of putting a team on your back, that's what he did. And then, of course, coming over to the Yankees and being such a huge part of the 2009 World Series title. The beauty of baseball. And watching CC and that speech, if you didn't see it, just thanking all the women in his life and also acknowledging his demons, his addictions, the rehab. He was imperfect and came out the other side with his family and the support. And so to see him standing on that stage and representing the Yankees and Yankee fans, when you look at your team now and you say, what does an all-in off-season look like? Well, it was that year with CC Sabathia. And what does an all-in trade deadline look like? It was when the Brewers traded for CC Sabathia. That is certainly what all-in looks like. Of course, today also, you know, important and the reminders of the beauty of baseball, watching Ichiro on that stage and how, you know, first of all, the first Japanese position player in history. Again, I guess it depends on your age. If you're a younger baseball fan, then maybe Ichiro, and that feels like a little more ancient history to you. And there's all these Japanese players now, and of course there's the great Ohtani. And the thought of there not being a Japanese position player seems like the dark ages, I'm sure, to young fans. But it's just not that long ago. And when you hear him talking and that acknowledge, I mean, the first position player and the pressure of that, you know, that you have to succeed and show that Japanese players to succeed in the major leagues, it's not just a, you know, it's not just. That one stay fair, by the way. I'm looking here. It's in the, holy crud. So Ronnie Mauricio, sorry, sidebar, for Mets fans. They just tied up the game, and it's tied at 3 apiece. And Ronnie Mauricio just hit one 400 feet, 105 miles an hour, and hit it into McCovey Cove. That ball got wet. That's some serious power out of Mauricio. All right. But Ichiro, think about the pressure of that, being the first that every, you know, the Japanese players in the major leagues before you had been pitchers. And there, that was a stereotype that, sure, pitchers can be successful and cross over and come to the United States and pitch in the major leagues. But hitters? That there was a different sort of power or production and that it somehow couldn't live up. And there, along comes Ichiro. And when you think of baseball, and so there was CC Sabathia, all 6'5" of him, looking like a man mountain. He's lost weight these days. But if you remember what he looked like when he pitched and how big he was and how big he is still. And there on that stage, there's Ichiro next to him, all, what, 5'10", 170 pounds, and slight. He looks slight. And yet, here was this player who, from the day he came here, the very definition of a five-tool player, even the power part of it, if he had wanted to, people always said, if he had wanted to, if it had mattered to him, he could have been a much more prolific home run hitter, Ichiro. Instead, he chose to be, I mean, he hit home runs sometimes, but he chose to be the person who set the single season major league record for most hits in a season. He chose to be a player who would hit over 3,000, get over 3,000 hits. He chose to be a player who would have over 200 hits season after season after season with incredible consistency. Just and if you never saw him play live, watch highlights, especially also of the throwing arm, the defense. Just an incredible baseball player, and the history of it. The first Japanese position player in Major League Baseball history, the success, there was a poetry to watching Ichiro Suzuki play baseball. And then today, the first Japanese-born player to ever be inducted into Cooperstown, into the Baseball Hall of Fame here. Just a monumental day and the beauty of baseball. And then there was Billy Wagner. This unlikely story of, and Mets fans certainly very familiar with Billy Wagner, and at his best, how important he could be, such an important part of that 2006 team. And as he started to get injured, and in 2007 had some issues, and the team that coincided in September with the team tanking and falling apart. When he was hurt in 2008, same thing. The Mets were not able to really survive without a dominant Billy Wagner. He was that big of a difference maker for that team. But here was a guy also. At 10 years old, what an incredible story, Billy Wagner. He is a natural righty, right-handed player, person, human, right-handed. And at 10 years old, looks like another one in the Mets game, sorry. Juan Soto with...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
His 25th home run of the year, just letting you know about that. Mets take the lead. But at 10 years old, Billy Wagner breaks his arm, his right arm, starts throwing left-handed, and goes on to become a Hall of Fame pitcher, throwing 100 miles an hour as a lefty. Baseball is the best. It is a beautiful game. And the stories today, great speech from Dave Parker's son, great speech. The family also of Dick Allen, all of that. It was a, and all, you know, just what Dick Allen had to go through and deal with. Mike Schmidt talking about it, just, you know, a player who dealt with racist issues, but triumphed and just a, became a not just outstanding player, but a mentor to so many. So great day, Cooperstown. Always a day to take a moment and say that the beauty of baseball and how much we love it on a day-to-day, year-to-year, season-to-season basis. And then here are these legendary careers that sometimes we get caught up in being angry as fans at players who don't succeed or don't live up to what we want them to be day in, day out. And sometimes if you take a step back, you realize that you're watching a legend, a Hall of Fame career in front of you. And the message, I guess, of a CeCe Sabathia, a Billy Wagner, an Ichiro, who all played at one point. I mean, Ichiro also played for the Yankees. Of course, he's best known, and the lion's share of his career is in Seattle with the Mariners, but played for the Yankees. And just that all three of those players played in New York. We were lucky enough to watch them and to appreciate even the ones we're watching today. And the Hall of Famers, the legends, and sometimes we get angry, sometimes we get annoyed. They are imperfect, but baseball is a beautiful game. 888-808-1019. Let's see, we've got Moose from Jamaica on hold. Moose, you are first up. When we come back, we'll take a quick break. Phone lines are open. 888-808-1019. Yankee fans, trade deadline. Are you in? Does Aaron Judge's injury status change how you want Brian Cashman to go about the deadline? Mets fans, I know you're watching the game, but what do you want? What's on the shopping list? How confident? I know that for Mets fans, it's been about pitching. I mean, for Mets, certainly, for David Stearns, it's about pitching, it's about bullpen. I get the priorities, but are you confident in this offense? 888-808-1019. Quick break, we'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.